Parts of New York State are under a state of emergency this evening. Yesterday's storm left record amounts of snow across much of the Northeast, as much as 4 feet in some areas. The blizzard shut down airports in New York City and delayed flights up and down the East Coast. Rescue workers opened emergency shelters for hundreds of holiday drivers stranded by the storm. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
On Christmas Day, Tom Vitulskis set out from Connecticut to New York when he ran smack into the roughest blizzard in decades. He missed the holiday with family and ended up taking shelter at a truck stop. Today, while gassing up his Mazda convertible near Keene, New York, he looked weary and a little embarrassed.
I drove out yesterday at 2 p.m. and got stuck around 4. Had to spend the night in a gas station. It was pretty scary. Bad visibility, lots of snow on the highway. Traffic was going maybe like 20 miles an hour.
The storm swept across the Mohawk Valley early Christmas morning, and by mid-afternoon, parts of New York State were being slammed by 5 inches of snow each hour. This is the same front that battered its way across the country earlier in the week. 3 northern counties declared states of emergency last night, banning all non-essential travel. Robert Vanderwalker is director of emergency services in Herkimer County, northwest of Albany. He says more than 100 people were rescued from the New York Thruway when a 100-mile section of the interstate closed down, buried under heavy drifts. They spent the night in a Red Cross shelter.
For quite some time, I couldn't get in here myself, and they ended up sending a big truck to pick me up and bring me in. And it was even hard to get in here in the truck, which had a plow on it. So it was bad.
Vanderwalker says more than 4 feet of snow fell in some areas. His plows are still working round the clock, but many small towns in the region are buried.
All the main roads, the state highways, and most of the main county highways have been opened. Some are only one lane. We still have secondary rural roads that are still impassable.
Officials say the holiday lessened the impact of the storm. Many businesses and government offices were closed for the day, but drivers forced to brave the weather say it wasn't pretty.
Oh, I seen 2 or 3 accidents where cars went off in the hole.
Tom McGrath drives a bread truck. At 5 this morning, he was out making deliveries in Albany, where 2 feet of snow clogged local roads.
Accidents, a lot of cars off, but the snow plows kept it pretty well clean for everybody, and it slowed everybody down, but it's better to be safe than sorry.
By midday today, much of the region was back at full speed, but plows were visible everywhere, with huge mounds of snow piled along the highways. Workers are also scrambling to restore power to tens of thousands of electric customers. High winds and whiteout conditions slowed the effort. For those who were home, the storm meant a gorgeous white Christmas, the snowiest on record for Albany, and the most snow seen in New York City since 1909. Unfortunately, much of the region may see a second act to this storm. Forecasters say temperatures tonight will drop into the single digits, replacing snow with ice. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Scroon Lake, New York.